everyone. Good afternoon, good morning. Where are you on the planet? This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm calling you on Radiant by Design, or we're talking through BBS Radio. I said I'm calling you, but really they're calling me, and we're calling you, and you're calling us. Isn't that exciting? I am here in Costa Rica. As many of you know, I came down to be at Ama Sierra Retreat Center to give a retreat, which is now complete. And it's so magnificent here, I can't tell you. And I'm from Washington State, where Bob and I live in a very, very rainy area. And I think I must be a rainmaker, because the beautiful weather suddenly just cracked open about a half an hour ago, and we have torrential, jungly kinds of rainfalls going on. So if we get interrupted or if we feel like we can't quite hear because there's a big roar, it's simply rain, ladies and gentlemen. My workshop was all about becoming authentic, becoming the truth of yourself. And as we've been learning more and more lately, it's amazing how many of the frequencies on the planet are moving up and how many of the basic vibrations in not only our Earth but throughout our entire solar system are meeting a dance with universal frequencies. And as a species, being a microcosm of all that vibrational activity, we ourselves are moving and changing and growing and unfolding. And with my guides and angels, and they're just a wonderful, wonderful team, my guides and angels always say that for us to meet and dance with this unfoldment that's going on for our species, the biggest job we've got to do is clearing. Clearing and clearing our attachments to old styles of security, of the belief in our subconscious programming, having to run our world, the attachment to our lineage and all its self-repression or martyrist stuff that used to belong in the old paradigm and so on. We're learning to clear and release all of that stuff so that those spiraling lights inside of us, because remember we're vibrational vehicles of light, with wonderful spiraling lights inside of us that pick up speed from chakra to chakra, can really just unfold the magnificence that we are as we, how did I hear it put recently, essentially we're shifting into being another species. And that someone suggested that, Caroline Corey suggested that as that kind of species, we won't need to have a subconscious at all. Bob and I looked at each other, and Bob is always questioning. He's a brilliant scientist and so on, and a wizard. He said he really doubted that we would escape our subconscious or that we perhaps needed the subconscious. But my question to all of us is if we got really agile, moving the denser frequencies that are in our subconscious being, would we have the subconscious the way we knew it in the past? We probably wouldn't. Maybe it'll become more light, more high frequency, and more flexible than ever before. Anyway, this is a call-in show, and I really want you to call in about your life after we do this meditation. And in the meditation, and many of you have been experiencing how we're doing these meditations, we have sacred geometric forms. And in these sacred geometric forms, you can find a rather safe space. One of the things I love about them is they're teaching us that we can create and protect. We can create kind of like a vibrational room or a temple or a wonderful guarded space in which we can take ourselves and other beings that we wish to work with or to learn from or to deal with or heal from or separate from. We can go in and do a terrific amount of work. And the sewage doesn't go out and actually, impose itself on other people. Meaning quite often when we do our emotional clearing work, our deeper emotional stuff reaches out, flows out of us, and somebody else who's probably got some nasty imprint brings it in and becomes weighed down by it. These structures are really, really wonderful for practicing, taking charge of the atmosphere around you and becoming really resourceful about where you do your evolutionary work. So let's all join each other and get to work in our sacred geometric structures. So let's call in an awareness. Oh, first of all, center yourself. Let's call in the presence of those beings of light, truth, and consciousness, love, and honor that are working with us and helping us interact with potential to evolve as a species. These beings absolutely love us. We call in your connection to the universe way out there in some galactic center. Find your connection out there, and from that place, draw through a very, very thin crystalline tube light from that center, and have this crystalline tube draw right down into the top of your head, down through your spine, and into the core of the earth. And you can feel that. Good. Now, above your head, perhaps 2 miles, create a beautiful golden ball. No, we're not into the crystal yet. I'm jumping the gun here. A beautiful golden ball, and it's very beautiful. It's radiant, and it's resonant. Oh, my, it's lovely. And below your spine, about 40 feet, the same thing. Now, our crystalline tube is already running through our spine, and we're going to add to that a filament of light that is just sparkling and bright, and we're sending it through our through the crystalline tube, from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball. Excellent job. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, 20 feet from the body, drop a four-sided pyramid. And remember, all of the lines and the creation of this pyramid can be done with gold light. And now the same thing, an upside down four-sided pyramid, the point of which touches the lower golden ball. So now there you are in an octahedron. And now inside of your octahedron, create a crystal ball. It's a beautiful crystal ball, outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, see yourself in a crystalline grid, not a grid, crystalline disc. And now see yourself spinning and spinning and spinning in this disc. It's kind of like a little spaceship. And you're inside of it, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. Just pay attention to your body and what happens when you're spinning in the disc. And now whilst you're spinning, I want you to see on the magical screen in front of you some of the movies of what it is you want to create. First movie is you. What is it you want to be? Not so much what you want to do, but what is it you want to be? For myself, I always see myself becoming amazingly much more multidimensional. The other thing is to have a very, very big and open heart. I want to be that. Whatever it is you choose yourself to be, you want to be in that feelingness. Good work. Now we're going to move to our next movie. And the next movie is about a project you want to create. What is it you want to create? I'm not telling you what mine is. Some of you already know. What's yours? What is it you want to create in the world? Is it a home, a family, a relationship? Is it a house? Is it a book, a movie, a play, a piece of art, art lessons, a worldwide travel, spaceship travel? It doesn't matter. What's the project that you really dream about creating? See the beings coming together. It might be an invention. Or three or four. See the beings coming to you to help you with this project. And see the resources flowing to you that come to support the project's evolution, and then later that the project foments that interaction with resources. And feel how happy you are as you find you're making a difference on the planet with your dreams, your desires, and your focus on the world. Oh my, it feels so good. And now we're going to close that little movie for now. And let's go to the Galactic Healing Center. This is a wonderful place. You can imagine its size and shape yourself. And what you want to do is have either a table or a healing chair, healing table, whatever you prefer, in your healing room. You might see around some of the tools that you would use as a multidimensional healer. And then call in for the highest good of all concern through love, compassion, the Christ, and the wonderful healing team. Yeah. Don't you design who they are? They'll come and tell you who they are. Great. And now I want you to lie down on the table or sit in the chair and ask for healing for yourself. See what they show you. Yeah. And see the kind of tools they bring forward to help you with this. Do they bring items of sound, of electricity, of touch, colors, of surgery? Okay. And how do they apply it to you? Okay. Now we're going to wrap that scenario in light and ask it to continue and ask the team to continue working on you. Oh, before we leave them, see if there's anything that they want you to pay attention to. What is it they say about that? Okay. You know, it's really important to maybe jot that down so you remember. I might jot mine down as well. And then that bugs too. You can send that off so that it heals and heals. Whilst you're busy with someone else. And now let's bring in person number two. Someone who needs healing. Yeah, that you know about. And then again, bring your healing team in. Remember, they can duplicate or replicate themselves any number of times. Because we're magical here, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a different dimension, aren't we? And so we have our healing team working on these people. So I see somebody working on my person who's lying down. And this person is going for hip surgery. She's having two hip replacements in 6 or 8 months. And in this case, I'm seeing what their tools would do to help her heal the pain between now and then, A, or B. Maybe if the etheric gets going strongly enough, she can offset her need for that. The deterioration can stop. We have the ability to rebuild our bones, although some of us haven't really been able to work that yet. We know that human potential is great. And it's showing a really intense tie-in between her brain padding and her... I guess it was the childhood pain and pressure and some abuse and the effect on her hip, the child's subconscious. If that's a caller, you can wait till we finish our meditation, okay? So wrap that person in light and in love, and we'll move to the next person. Yeah, one more person. Okay, let's see what that person needs. And see the light being moved around that person's body. Excellent. And wrap that person in light. And then we're going to close the Galactic Healing Center, come back into our little spinning disc, and spin and spin and spin like mad. Spin and spin and spin and spin. That clears off all the energies that are stuck in you and helps you to move on to the next level of self. So that was a really, for me, a wonderful meditation. I hope people can hear me from here. And if we have a caller, you can talk right now. You're welcome to talk.
Hi. It's Beth.
Hi. Hi, Beth.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Beth. Yeah, I can, but I can't hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Slightly, yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
There's a slight delay. What?
I said that there's a slight delay.
I see what you mean. There's a delay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I guess it's being in Costa Rica. It's making it a bit harder, isn't it?
Well, look at you. Look at you. That's nice.
Isn't that nice? So what's your question today, Beth?
I actually have two. One really quick one. When I did this meditation in the beginning, I used, for some reason, my cat just always wants to be with me when I do it. Is it bad that she sits on my lap when I do it?
Isn't that funny? Well, they love energy because animals, horses probably are the strongest that I know of, but animals are so attuned to subtle frequencies, they love it. So they just want
to be there. Okay, so it's okay that she sits on my lap because she's like purring like crazy.
It's wonderful,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If she's in the song and scratching at you and freaking out, we know there was a problem, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, my question is, I'm starting a new business, and I'm a little nervous about it because we are going through a recession, and I'm just hoping that everything's going to fall into place. And for some reason, I just feel this like push to go and do this. But then there's a part of me that's nervous. And then I'm thinking, okay, am I not listening to what they're saying? Maybe somebody's telling me, you know, I shouldn't go do this. I'm kind of not sure.
Okay, so forgive me. What is it you're going to do? Is it a new job?
Well, I am looking for a job just because I need money because we're doing this whole loan modification like everybody else, you know. But the job, I'm starting a production company with my business partner.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Great girl. Who's doing it with you?
I'm doing it with my friend, Suzanne, who we already have a company, a small company. And it's pretty successful. Her and I work really well together. I thought, okay, we could do this. But, you know, I'm just worried, you know, because you got to have, everything has to fall into place, the funding, the actors, the script, everything, you know, and
now, you know what, the guys are saying this, that one of the things that we're going to do as we go through this period of kind of a financial turmoil is they're saying to you to be a little flexible with what you're doing because you want to do a production company, but a production company that can, there's several things that are going to come up. You can match the shifting technology of our time, right? And you can match, I'm not sure what else you get. It's like the people that are working on, for example, creating a film, seem to be able to be in it as well as be doing it or something. There's all this flexibility where you're going to put people to more than one role. Does that make sense?
People are going to have like many different roles in my success or something?
No, they're going to have many different roles in your company, meaning people, it's not going to be the old way of doing a company. It's new. You've got to be more flexible, and you've got to take on more, you got to wear more hats in it than you used to think you did. So you're an actor, right?
Yeah.
And they show it's really funny. It's the people outside that are doing the production will also be inside and performing. And you find the more of that interrelationship between, the more of that sharing of the kinds of jobs that exist that you can do, the more agile your company is as it goes through this time. You have the potential for a very, very successful company, but it's not going to look quite like you think today. You see?
Oh.
It's going to be you've got one other person, but you've got a little group of people over here around one project, and they're all going to interact with different roles. It's really funny. I've never seen anything quite like this. But the guys are saying that if you can stay flexible and let that be real, you'll have a good time, and you'll find you can surf some of these crazy economic times more easily, A. And B, in time, you get a very good financial backer, but it's not right there yet. You're going to be well under production before you get your backer. Does that make sense?
Wait, say that again?
You're going to be in production already when you get your financial backer.
Really? I guess I kind of always thought that I would have to get the money first and then we go into production.
Well, I think the thing that they're saying is some of the stuff is that you're going to need, you've already got some, we even got it on our phones, right? You've already got some equipment to generate something.
Yes.
All right? So you're going to be able to show something. So the guides are showing that you're going to be having all kinds of stuff happening. I can't quite tell what it is, Beth, but it's like it's different than any production company I've ever seen before.
Hmm.
Is Susanna an actress as well?
Yes.
It just seems like each of you, that's about as far as I can go without really tearing the whole thing apart. But it seems like you will do okay, and you'll do as well as you're doing with the work you're doing right now financially, and then in a short while you get some support and help. They also say you're very intuitive, so sit quietly periodically and ask for messages or ask for direction, because that's going to help you deviate and take huge strides in a slightly different way.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. That's funny, yeah, because I really, today when we did the meditation, it felt like the strongest I've felt in the longest time. And it's just weird because it's just going through the changes of all the stuff that's going on with me. And I sort of said to myself, all right, fine, I give up. I'm just going to listen from now on. So I'm not talking as much.
Yeah, that's it.
Listening. Yeah.
The kind of thing with you is that you're very, very intuitive, and listening is reminding you that you're multidimensional and you've got higher guidance. And I want to remind everybody that it's better for us to listen to the higher than to listen to the publicized, economic threats that are out there. I mean, don't be stupid and ignorant, but don't believe that the limitations that are being pumped at you have to be your own. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Did you hear that part? All right.
Kinda.
Take care of yourself.
All right. Yes. All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Many blessings. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Much love to you. Now, that was interesting because I don't see things until you call in. I really don't see what's going on. But I'll tell you, at our retreat where we're learning to be authentic, a lot of the stuff that was coming through people was that people were seeking changes or people were feeling the pulse of change coming up through their work. And as the guides kept saying over and over and over again, it's really about, and I didn't say this with Beth, but I'm going to say it with everybody right now, it's really about centering. We'll do another quick meditation and I'll let you find the numbers on your screen so you can call in. I'd love it if you call in. Let's do a quick meditation on dropping into your own center because it's really about releasing your expectation on how life is supposed to go, dropping in, and the structures are great for this, but right now we're just doing a little meditation, dropping in and asking for what it is I need to clear or move beyond. What is it I need to clear or move beyond in order to come to terms with being my real, authentic self? This is not a time of hanging on to the system. This is a time of being very, very creative and being in your light. And as you drop in deeply, you drop way in to below your navel and call in your guides and angels and ask for, let's just ask for, what in me needs to be moved at this point in my life? What needs to be changed at this point in my life? And what comes up for you? Did you get a message? All right. Now see if you can vibrationally or in your vision follow that message. Okay. The message that came to me in that instant was very simple. It was just let go. So I'm doing that. And what are you doing? And here's the other one. It is surrender, because there's a lot of wisdom coming through us. So imagine, well, here's our surrender. Imagine there's a beautiful garden there. And imagine going in and falling, I'll be with you in 1 minute, falling on your face at the feet of the divine. Just lie there on your face at the feet of the divine. And then ask yourself to surrender, surrender, surrender. And when you do this, sometimes your body feels like it wants to fight back or get tense. Just surrender your vision until you find you absolutely released. And let the divine pulse of your soul pump on through you. I love that meditation, because that one will start changing the way your life works. Whenever I do that consistently for a while, everything in my life changes. Great things are brought, and wonderful solutions are brought. Now we'll have another caller. Good, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica. How are you today?
I'm just great. How are you, Ted?
It's Rod.
It's who?
It's Rod from Western Canada.
Oh, hi, Rod. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just want to tell you that I
apologize. I couldn't quite hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm just going to tell you that I enjoy your show, and I try to catch it as much as I can.
Well, bless your heart. That's a wonderful thing to hear. Well, I'm in Costa Rica, so we're almost diagonally opposed to one another right now, aren't we?
I guess that's why there's a bit of a delay on the phone here.
Yeah, apparently it's delayed for the caller before you. Well, let's see if we can muster through this. Do you think we can?
I'm going to try.
Okay, go ahead with your question, Rod.
Probably, it's basically not the most interesting question. I'm been separated now for about a year, and I'm entering the dating game, doing some online dating and such, and just want to know from a spiritual aspect, because it really kind of feels forced in a sense, but otherwise I feel that I'm ready to enter into some new relationships, but just wondering what spirit would have to say about what I'm doing. And you know, I recently met a woman named Debbie, and she just feels like she's so significant. We haven't gone out or anything, but we're just chatting back and forth, and I'm just so wondering if you have any opinions on that.
Okay, so the first thing I want to ask you is your age.
43.
What they're saying is that you have gone, okay, great. This is a good question. I'll tell you why. Because we're talking about becoming more of your real self, and they're saying, the guys are saying that you are emerging in a really, it's almost like you are spiraling out of how you've been, and you're moving into a different, a very altered kind of consciousness. So you're going to be really different than you've ever been. And they say that you have a wonderful relationship coming up, but the relationship that's most important is you with yourself. And I think your new friend Debbie knows that. She's coming in from having gone through, I feel like there's a kind of an electrical attraction between the two of you, because she is coming into your world from having been through a huge learning curve of some sort, and she's pretty serious about it. I'm not sure if she would be your princess charming. But I feel like when we change and grow, then our energy fields activate a different kind of reaction with people. And she's kind of exemplary or a good example of how you're attracting in someone who is changing and growing. Again, I'm not sure if she's going to be your woman. I feel like she's very, very significant because she's pushing your frequency. She's pushing her own, actually, is what she's doing. Is she a tiny bit older than you?
She's the same age as me.
Well, I think she's kind of older in the sense that sometimes women are, you know. But you're a really good man, and how we say this looking at you is vibrationally, you are really different than you were a year ago. And there's a new light coming up in you. And there's a new sense of the intuitive coming up in you. And there's a new, it's almost like a funny little jumpiness in the forehead because there's an awakening process coming up in you. And that you're here actually to make a rather big, this is the time, we call it the shift, the 2012 or whatever you believe in about that. But this is the time of the shift in the way, in the rate human consciousness unfolds itself. And you are one who's meant to be here for this. And you made a huge shift over the last year, huge. And they say that in a couple of years, maybe even less than that, a year or two, you're going to be in a relationship, but you're also going to be in a very different job situation. Do you know that?
I haven't been thinking about changing, but I can't see myself doing what I'm doing in 10 years, you know.
Well, I feel this about you, is that because of the work that you're doing, and you must be doing some good clearing, you've had some huge jolts of change. Have you experienced them? And people at home, think about this for yourself. Sometimes you feel a real jolt, and you know you're different, but you can't really put your finger on it. But to me, your inner self looks like you shifted, and then there's a definite line, and then you shot past that line. It's almost like you look at a spiraling tube running up inside of a person, and it gets closed off, and then you start again above that to become very different inside. Do you experience that in yourself yet?
Lately there's been some strange phenomenon that I can't put into words. And yes and no, I haven't really thought of it. I'm feeling very different lately.
Yeah, well, you look different to me.
And the reason why I was asking specifically about this, Debbie, because I've been talking to, you know, a number of women is 3-4 months ago before I when I was just thinking about entering the dating game, I wrote down basically what I wanted and what I didn't want. And this Debbie fits. It's almost like I've manifested this person into my life, or maybe she's just meant to come along. Maybe I'm just in line with my soul's journey of who should be coming to me now. Like, I was just kind of wondering about your opinion about that.
Well, that's what I would say. I think that you finally, not finally, but you shifted a whole bunch of stuff. All of a sudden, electrically, she comes to you. It doesn't even matter whether you're walking through a mall or whether you're doing the internet dating kind of thing. All of a sudden, you're more aligned with the kind of people you should meet. She's a real interesting connection, and if I were you, I'd meet her. I can't seem to tell right now whether or not it's going to work out, which tells me immediately that it's a learning curve and it's a reflection of you in a state of change meeting someone else who's in a state of change. Great. And keep going with your dating, but my reading is that you're going to meet somebody local. And she's coming in from a distance, and she's going to be with some people that you kind of know. I don't think it's a relative. I don't think the fellow that introduces you is a relative. But Debbie's important because she's the herald of a big change in you, okay?
But is there a potential that she could be the one, or do I still have to do some work in myself?
Rod, let me tease you about this. The one, she is the one because she's triggering a big change. Will she be the one for a long time? We don't know that.
Okay.
She's the one right now.
She just feels very, very special. She just feels very, very special. And something that I can, somebody that I can grow with. And, yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, I would just go for it if I were you. And remember, the art of growing isn't necessarily the art of nailing down the connections you make, but it's to enter and be present and alive and awake for all the learning that comes. And you may work with her for quite a while. You may be with her forever. But I do feel that I'm not sure about that. I feel you're going to meet somebody local.
Well, she is local, I believe.
Okay.
She's from my hometown here, so I just don't know where yet. We haven't got to that point.
Did you meet her online?
Pardon?
Did you meet her online?
Yes, yes. We're actually going to go out for coffee this weekend. That's the plan.
So let's all send them light so that they have a blast having coffee this weekend. And thank you so much for your call, Rod.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And email me and let me know how it goes.
Sure will. Thank you.
Right. Okay. This is Veronica, and Whistle, you were listening to Rod's call in about dating. And what's interesting to me is as we evolve, we're going through the shift, and he's evolving, and a lot of times when people split up their relationships or their household or change jobs or whatever, it's either a result of a rapid change inside or the rapid change is triggered by the change that you foment on the outside. And he's a really good example of it does not matter how you meet, let me see, it doesn't matter how you meet someone. You can do 52 dating things online. You can go out to, you can go out, I don't recommend meeting people in a bar, but you can do that. But you go out and you meet people in public places. But as you change and grow, and you really emphasize in yourself that authentic nature, the part of you that's reaching for the higher, the part of you that's reaching for evolution, you're going to be more attracted to people like that. And you're going to find them no matter where you are. So sometimes you can do online dating. I see this with clients a lot. You can do tons of online dating. Nothing happens. But you go through some personal changes, and then, boom, you've got five people you want to meet, and it's really interesting. So, again, we're the vibrational vehicle of light, creating the life that we want to create. So I was talking about how vibrations are moving up, and I don't know how many of you... Oh, I want to talk about two things. One is about Obama's... let me calm myself down. There's several things I'm excited about. If you check out David Wilcock, Google his name, you'll learn about the... W-I-L-C-O-C-K. You'll learn about the frequencies of all the planets in the solar system are moving up, and our solar system is actually changing places. It's moving into a different part of the galaxy. And as I said at the beginning, remind yourself that the big changes happening inside of you are really microcosmic, meaning you are being impacted by the fact that the frequencies are moving up. And that's really important to pay attention to. And now, the other thing I want to remind you, and we talked about this weekend seminar as well, is that there's a petition going on out there to Mr. Obama, apparently asked for some support on from the people who are really leaders, movers, and shakers in the world of consciousness. And the people like Barbara Marks Hubbard, and there's a number of other names of people who have gotten together and created a petition. They're talking about what their goals, their drives, and their desires are, and what's going on collectively on the planet. And they're sending this petition. They want as many signatures as possible. Actually, they're aiming for 100,000. They've got, 25 to 30 left. They're collecting signatures looking for 100,000. Sign up, everybody, because it's a way of... another way I like to look at it is that we do this individual work of readings and so on. But one of the things that a lot of us are working on is moving that wave through the collective so that it literally helps shift the entire species so that we move up. And when you have something like an internet petition talking to our president about lifting the waves of consciousness and passing them on around the world, you want to join up. One of our listeners last week called in and gave us the name of this site where you can find this petition, and it's called the Petition Site, SITE.com, the Petition Site.com. I received another version of it today, but I didn't write down what that site was. You'll find there are a number of different ways to enter that particular one, but I sure recommend that you sign your name and pass it on and see if we can't get 100,000 people, because the way we are collectively is really important. And if you've got 100,000 people that are intending to make consciousness move through the administration, it's a really, really invigorating and exciting reality. Now, let's see. So call in with some more questions about what's going on in your life. Here in Costa Rica, it's really beautiful. I've been staying at Amatierra, AmaTierra.com. It's a beautiful place with casitas all nested in this amazing forest. Oh, it's lovely, and it's been hot, and there's a pool. And we've been doing our workshop up in a 10-sided structure. It's not a pyramid like we work with, but it's a 10-sided structure with a dome that you can see through right in the center. And the floor is round, of course, so it's not octagonal. It's 10-sided, 10-sided little notches. And it's very huge. So it's going into that structure has been wonderful because you walk in and you just feel the enhanced energy. And, of course, we were doing these structures, and we were really, pumping the light and changing and so on. Remember, we pump the light for the good of all beings. So what's going on in your world, and what kind of healing work are you doing these days? Call in with your questions or your comments. Oh, I wanted to say also thank you to Dominique, who phoned from England last week when I mentioned Mother Mira. And then he took the time to write me a wonderful email about his experience with Mother Mira. He went to see her a while back. How many of you don't know what Mother Mira is? I'll just fill you in case. Mother Mira is an enlightened being, an avatar. And what happens is she sits in a room, and she came to Ferndale, Washington, which is a tiny, wee little no town. She came there last Monday. And just sat in darshan, which means that everybody was quiet, and one by one we went up, and she put her hands on our head, and she moved energy in the head. And what she does is she just radiates at such a high level that there are times I felt absolutely blasted. But her job on the planet is what she calls bringing down the light. And that's what you and I are doing. So I want to finish this little chat by saying, bringing down the light is sometimes as simple as centering, calling in your guides and angels. When you do that, very often you can feel a tingle or a sparkle. And then ask to bring down, you can do it in a million ways, but this is a fun one, shots of light into each chakra. So call in stream of light and have it hit your red chakra at the base of your spine, and then your orange chakra, that's your subconscious. The red chakra is your tribal impact and your relationship to your base animal instincts and money, ladies and gentlemen, resources. Your rapport with integrating wealth with life on the planet. And then the belly, of course, is the subconscious, and you bring down the light and have it impact the subconscious. And then you bring back down the light and have it touch your solar plexus, your personal power center, which then becomes an integrated thing, your personal power in your body with all that is, with universal light. and bring light down now to your green chakra, your chest, your heart, your ability to have courage, and bring light to your blue chakra, your throat, your ability to synthesize wisdom out of everywhere you've been and everywhere you're going, and bringing light into your third eye, and bringing light into your crown chakra, and then wrapping yourself with light, bringing down the light. One other thing we did here at the workshop was we all went off to an equine therapy place and met some horses, and it was wonderful. And one of the things we talked a lot about is how the horses, if you have a dissension in your body, so you're really glad to be there, but inside you're saying, I really don't want to be here, the horses will not be comfortable with you because you're discordant, you're not in integrity with what you're presenting. And what we learned is it's so amazing how your heart can be opened by being in surrender and being in your light and being in the truth of where you're at right now, and then relating to the horses from the potential of an opening heart. By the time we all left the horses, we all felt much more expanded in the heart. So that's the whole thing. We're going through this incredible change. The authentic part of your nature is able to create and recreate who you are. These are very exciting times. Now, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to say to you, thank you for your calls. And also, I'm going to be talking with Jackie Salvitti on Thursday night, and I'll be probably interviewing her team, although last week they just did a meditation, so I didn't say too much. But I love to work with them. Her team is a very powerful, expansive team, and we're on at 8 o'clock Thursday night. And today, my paradigm shifter is Al Mean. Did any of you listen to Aravinda last week? He's a really amazing character, a paradigm shifter par excellence. He teaches you a lot about getting really in touch with yourself, and the process is often about, when you're authenticated, getting in touch with your defenses and releasing those defenses and so on. And Al Mean is also a rerun, a pre-record that we have already run before. And she's one who's got shows on BBS Radio. But she's amazing. She works, I always want to be more multidimensional. She works with many dimensions at all times. And she'll tell you a great deal about, oh, space aliens and their relationship to the universe and beings who of light. And one of the things that she talks about that I love is she says that we're a product of the way the frequencies have been running, which we know. The way she puts it is that in the universe, many of the limiting frequency patterns are being broken, and we're finding ourselves freer and freer to unfold than ever before. So stay tuned to the top of the hour, and we'll be hearing from Al Mean. My name is Veronica Entwistle, flying home tomorrow, and if any of you want a session with me, or if you just want some of you, email me, and I love that. If you want a session, or if you want to suggest guests, or if you just want to email me and tell me how you're doing, keep it short so I have time to read it and respond, email me at veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, entwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I say to you, let's call in the love in the universe, that ever-expanding, ever-unfolding, amazing love of Creator Spirit, and send it from me to you and from you to all over the place, and see if we can't help each other through the shift with a great deal of alacrity, passion, love, collaboration. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Al Mean.